heading into the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Stutz here along with Freddie Kiger.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Here we are, Friday.
Yep.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on this drum all day.
Yep, Todd Rundgren.
Yeah. Well, heading into the weekend, as I said.
Yep, and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons are heading into town tomorrow for
Carolina and Wake Forest.
And you do remember that the oldest football game in the history of this state was Wake Forest, North Carolina, who played at the state fairgrounds back in the, I want to say, the 1880s.
You were in elementary school then, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the water boy.
Yeah. It is an old rivalry, and sometimes these days, the way the schedule is screwed up, and sometimes we don't even play Wake Forest, which I hate.
Yeah, I mean, both of us are kind of old school, and that we kind of miss some of the
those old traditional rivalries.
ACC stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's really
the old traditional rivalry.
Too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get fired up when Carolina and Boston College square off?
Not particularly. No,
oh, okay.
Not really. Right. Or Syracuse, or you know, I mean, it's or Carolina, Pittsburgh.
We're a product of our childhood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just think money has way too big a
And the people that I work for, TV, and
yeah,
I mean, they're throwing it around.
Hey, so it's your fault.
Well, in part, I mean,
yeah.
You look at a football schedule, and almost every date behind it, the time is to be determined.
TBA.
Yeah. To be announced.
TBA.
Either TBD or TBA.
Yeah.
To be determined to be announced.
Depending on the TV, folks.
I mean, I don't even know where we'll be until 10 days before.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then sometimes, because ABC and ESPN get first picks as to what games they want, we don't find out until 5 or 6 days before.
It's kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you, how much power television has.
Well,
but, you know, that's the way it is.
That's the name of the animal.
It is what it is.
It is. It is the sad state of something we love. And that brings me to the trivia category.
And this is the happy state.
U.S. states. Is what we're doing.
Uh-oh.
U.S. states.
All right. I'll do my best.
I know. Ron just glazed over. Of the 50 states.
Right.
Which one is the only one to border only one other state?
Oh, what a great, outstanding question.
Of the 50 states, which one is the only one to border only one other state?
I got a guess.
Well, hold on to that guess.
I think I got it. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good, clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. And streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Freddie, you want to know the one state in the... You're talking about contiguous states.
Well, 50. I'm talking about off... Well, you can't
say Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really say Hawaii.
But,
and you can't even really say Alaska because it... But we're talking about bordering up to one U.S. state.
Yeah, in the contiguous U.S. states.
Yep.
Maine?
You are correct!
Thank you very much. I had to go to the corners.
Yeah, you
had to go to the corners.
Right, you got to go
to
four corners kind of thing.
Like Florida is...
Well, you got Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on the other side...
Idaho and Oregon.
Yeah. California is bordered by a couple of different states.
It's a place you ought to be.
Yeah. California is bordered by a bunch.
And they moved to...
Beverly.
Your wife. Hi, Beth.
Hi there, Beth. How you doing? She's not.
Maine is also unique in that it is the only state that is one syllable.
I haven't thought about that.
Aha!
Wow, that's really cool.
A double dipper today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maine nestles next to New Hampshire and no other.
It nestles.
Yeah, nestles there. Right up. Cuddles right up to New Hampshire.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
Hey, Kentucky and Missouri are on the other end of the border spectrum. They're literally surrounded by states, like Kentucky particularly, and Missouri.
Yeah.
Bunch of states all the way around.
Yeah,
but Maine is up there, all kind of by its lonesome.
Yeah. I've never been to Maine.
You know what?
But I kind of like the music.
I knew that was where you were going.
Well, I wasn't in the beginning.
You've never been to Spain.
I was simply going to say I've never been to Maine.
Well, you could say Spain.
But I really love to go, and then all of a sudden it popped in my mind. Oh, but I kind of like the music.
See, Ron's running around half-loaded all the time.
That's right.
All he needs is just somebody to jostle him, and it just, bang, click,
always,
there he goes.
Always got a bullet in the chamber.
Well, Maine, thanks for giving us two unique geographical superlatives.
Cool.
Thanks, Maine.
And thank you, Fred.
All right. Thank you, Ronald.
Just one syllable, Fred. Tigger, that's two.